We end the hour with the sounds of the soul of John Black. The group's lead singer, John Bigham, is right here live in studio.
Black John was a fighting man. Yeah. Black John was a fighting man. Listen now, Black John, fresh on the scene. Black John, mean machine. Black John, top dollar clean from some suspicious type of business, making crazy green. You know he got into some trouble out there for shooting at him like they just don't care. Yeah, he took out about two or three and left a very special message. Don't you mess with me. Oh, 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 oh. Listen now, Black John let that pistol ring, and ain't nobody come up out of that thing. Heard the sound bounce back a couple of times before the boys even hit the ground.
My, my, that is the soul of John Black, combining funk, hip-hop, blues, rock, and whatever else seems right. John Bigham is the mastermind behind the group. You just heard him. He's released the third album under the Soul of John Black banner. It's called Black John, and that was the title cut, I'm presuming. John Bigham, yeah. Black John, thank you and welcome to News and Notes.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's nice to have you, man. I'm looking at you and I'm looking at the cover of this CD because, you know, you got these big sunglasses on here looking fierce and your music, actually, you look like your music sounds.
Oh, good.
On here. Yeah, this is a good thing. tell us a little bit about, this is confusing to me, okay? The Soul of John Black, Black John, John Bigham, all of those are you.
Yeah.
All right, so... But the Soul of Black John is the title of the CD.
The Soul of John Black.
The Soul of John Black
is the name of the band. Black John is the name of this particular CD. Black John is standing in front of a church, by the way. You know, so you know, it's just, you know, it's that thing, good and evil.
Oh, I got you. I got you. Mm-hmm. Now, you just sang the title song from mm-hmm. the new CD. One reviewer says about that, the lyrics are inconsequential. What matters is the soul and funk. I don't know if I agree with that. You agree with that?
You know what? I feel like I may have been taken out of context because I said that about one song on this record called Emotions. I said on that song, you know, I mean, you don't really need the lyrics. But to put that on the whole album, no, I don't agree with that. Yeah. Well, I put a lot of time into it.
Now, you've played with a lot of different folks. You were with Fishbone. You were a member of Miles Davis's band. Mm-hmm. When was that?
I was with Miles Davis. I started working with him in 87 as a writer, you know. I was like a protege. And I just kind of ended up in the band, you know, just because I was around, you know. I was working with him writing music, and I just ended up playing with him. I mean, it sounds casual.
I mean, it was Miles Davis. You did write a song on the Amandla album.
Yeah, I wrote a song on the Amandla album, and he used to perform a couple other songs that I wrote live.
Yeah,
but that was the one that, you know, through all the red tape, I actually made it to the record.
So from an audience standpoint, Miles Davis, it was crazy to see him in the 80s, you know, back to the audience, head down, blow a couple of notes, walk off stage for a half hour, come back. What was it like working with him during that time?
Well, during the 80s, I think he was past that. I think it was more like that in the 60s. In the 80s, he was very open. I mean, he was a good friend to me. I spent a lot of personal time with him, you know, at his house and just chatting, and he would paint, you know, and we would just hang out, man. I spent a lot of quality time with him, you know.
You also are into blues, obviously. Mm-hmm. The Good Girl Blues, that was the last CD
that was the last CD.
Do you think of yourself as a pure blues person?
No, I don't think of myself as a pure blues person at all, but I am from Chicago, and I grew up listening to, you know, Bobby Blue Bland and Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf and stuff like that, and hearing about it, you know, secondhand from my parents, you know. And even you know, later on in life, I realized that one of my brothers was quoting Howlin' Wolf all the time, and I didn't realize until after I listened to Howlin' Wolf that, you know, I was actually being fed that stuff, you know, all the time.
We're going to ask you to play another song for us in just a second, but before I do that, I wanted to ask you this, because as I listened to the whole CD, Man, it's got some of everything in here. It's got a little blues, a little funk, a little hip hop. And when I say it's all over the place, I mean that in a good way, uh-huh. you know, by uh-huh. design, I'm yeah. imagining, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I kind of did it like, you know, it's more like a DJ, you know, or like a live show. That's my set for the night, you know. And it's not that it's not cohesive or, you know, that it doesn't, you know, go together. It's just that, you know, these, you know, each song kind of like has its own personality. But it all, you know, fits together.
Right. I say you're a lefty too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All yeah. right. So what are you gonna play for us?
Oh, sheesh. I'll play a little bit of "I Knew a Lady."
Okay, I knew a lady too.
I'm sure you did. I knew a lady, and she was fine. She had a pretty face and a troubled mind. All she wanted was a little fun. She got dancing feet, she wanna get it on. All the law children need to be saved. All the law children lost in these days. All the law children in the frying pan. Good God Almighty, throw up your dang hands. All the law children out in these streets. All the law children fighting for peace. All the Lord children up off your knees. Good God Almighty, come and dance with me. Oh. 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 All the Lord children feeling the pain. All the Lord children trying to maintain. All the Lord children trying to kill the brain with two vodka din and a glass of champagne. Don't do it. It ain't gonna work. All she wanted was a little fun. She got dancing feet. She wanna get it on.
I like that. Yeah, that's
a little Hollywood story.
Yeah, well, you know, this is great. So tell me a little bit about the band.
Oh, the band is it's kind of a little community that we have going on. Just me and a bunch of my friends who I've played with in different bands over the years. You know, we just became friends. And I play with them in whatever projects they got going on, you know, whether it's paying or not paying, and they do the same favor for me. You know, we just try to keep it going, you know, and work with each other, you know, from Adam McDougall, who plays keyboards. He plays with the Black Crowes, we played together with Nika Costa, the bass player Sean Davis. We played with Nika Costa together, but he also plays with Beck and, you know, so on and so forth. A lot of local guys who are just really good at what they do, and we just happen to be friends.
Well, you know, our time is up, and I appreciate mm-hmm. your coming on. I wanted to talk to you about Betty Jean, because I know that's a song you wrote for Miles Davis's.
Betty. Betty Davis.
Well, I tell you what, can you give me 30 seconds of it?
Oh, yeah. Them Betty Sweet done them money. She dipped in chocolate and 3 kinds of honey. I checked my list and she got everything that I need. Yes, indeed. And I'm sweet on Betty Jane. Oh,
thank you so much.
You're
man.
Welcome.
Sweet on Betty Jean. This is John Bigham in studio with us. We do appreciate you coming by. Good
Thank
luck
you.
With the CD.
Thank you, Tony.
John Bigham is the mastermind behind the group The Soul of John Black. Their brand new CD is called Black John. That's our show for today. Glad you could join us. To listen to the show or subscribe to the podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for the newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org.